Welcome back to the State We're In India Edition, the program which considers how we live and treat each other around the world. Brought to you by Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog. I'm Chavi, and we're looking at the right to engage in civil disobedience. Probably the most famous example in the whole world of using nonviolent action to force change is Mahatma Gandhi's campaign against British rule in India. Remember the Salt March? He used nonviolent civil disobedience to fight unfair taxes, promote women's rights, and to end discrimination against Harijans. But his first act of civil disobedience was organized in South Africa. He worked there as a lawyer, and he fought for the rights of the Indian community. And that's where his grandson, Arun Gandhi, grew up and experienced racial violence firsthand. Let's hear him talk about his experiences there and how influential his grandfather was in his own life.
My recollection of that time has been rather sad, because I was beaten up at the age of 10 by some white youths, and then a few months later by some black youths, and both the times because they didn't like the color of my skin. There was just a lot of hate, and it was a very oppressive kind of atmosphere. It made me feel very angry, and I was determined to get eye for an eye justice, and it became such an obsession with me that I started going to the gymnasium and doing exercises and pumping iron so that I could become a big and strong person and be able to deal with these people violently when the time came. I got the opportunity to go to India and spend some time with my violence that we commit every day. And he defined this as physical violence and passive violence. To make me understand this lesson properly, he made me draw a genealogical tree of violence. Every day before I went to bed, I had to examine and analyze everything that happened to me during the day. What we do or what we don't do or the way we behave hurts people somewhere. And then when I was able to fill up a whole wall in my roof and killing and beating, it was all aspects of violence that we commit every day. And he defined this as physical violence and passive violence. To make me understand this lesson properly, he made me draw a genealogical tree of violence. Every day before I went to bed, I had to examine and analyze everything that happened to me during the day. What we do or what we don't do or the way we behave hurts people somewhere. And then when I was able to fill up a whole wall in my room with acts of passive violence, that's when Grandfather explained to me the connection between the two. He said, we commit passive violence all the time, every day, consciously and unconsciously, and that generates anger in the victim, and the victim then resorts to physical violence to get justice.
That was Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, Arun Gandhi. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this week. But do tune in next week with me, Chavi Sachdev, for another episode of The State We're In India Edition, a joint production of Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Sonalog.